Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode... Crap, what episode is this? I was doing so well thinking I'm going to organize. I am an organized podcaster today, you know, because I've got practically everything I need laid out. So, hold on, I am... One thing I didn't think I was going to have to do today was type a lot into this. One second, I will tell you what show number we are at. We are at number 50. Dean! Woohoo! So, how are you guys all doing? I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I hope that you enjoy the shows that are actually on the site just now for downloading. And for those of you, at the moment, I've got, what is it, from show 5 up to 14 on there. If you're looking for anything below episode 5 or just now anyway, then email me and I will zip them into a small file. I will try and crush them as much as I can, and I won't edit anything out of the show, so you won't have anything that nobody else has heard, and I will get them sent to you. And it's only because of my podcasting hosting company, my account with them is a limited size for what I actually put on, so I'm hoping that I can keep this pretty much up to speed. Now, first of all, I'm gonna hit up with some news. And there is one story. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before. Hold on. Where is it? Ah, crap. Okay, I can't remember where this is now, and it's gone from the top page. Damn it. Basically, what it was, we've all heard about people getting mugged and stuff. Well, there's a story somewhere in here, and I should have saved it at least. Basically, what happened was, I think it was in Wales, in the UK, that this person was mugged, and we all know how much when you get mugged, how much it hurts, you know, not just the fact of that if you were hurt physically because of it, but also because the picking yourself up after it. So in Wales there was this woman who was mugged. Essentially, this guy, doesn't give much details, but he basically ran up to her, red scrubber person, and went to run off. He got as far as the brick wall, about 2 feet away, and then knocked himself out. Needless to say, he was arrested, and he was taken to the local hospital for treatment for shock and things, and then was taken to the cells because he was arrested. I thought I'd tell you that story purely because it's funny that in the day and age where we live in, we go through muggings and things like that a lot. And it's nice to see that not every robbery ends with badness. That was quite good. Another thing that's actually in the news at the moment is that... Oh no, I don't want to start a video. I hit the wrong button. Crap. Right. Oh, there it is. Sorry, I'm just looking at the wrong page. Basically, nowadays, the story concerns HIV and AIDS, and it's basically the UNAIDS. Says that apparently there's an estimated 40.3 million people currently living with the virus across the world. And there's and according to this, there's almost 5 million people have been infected in 2005. Now, according to this, there's epidemics. They're warning that epidemics are growing in Eastern Europe and Central and East Asia. Doesn't mean that everywhere else is out of the woods. The report says that sub-Saharan Africa is still hardest hit by HIV and AIDS. Two-thirds of the people living with HIV, that's 25.8 million people roughly, are in that area. 2.4 million people in 2005 in sub-Saharan Africa died of an HIV-related illness, and a further 3.2 million were infected with the virus. Excuse me. Now, HIV and AIDS is something that has come out of the news. It's not been focused on a lot in the news recently, and I'm not surprised, because we tend to find that we get hit with the initial boom, here's the shock of it, and then it sort of tapers off. But I think this is something that we do need to have a look into. We need to keep an eye on, because we tend, as I say, it's tapered off a bit and it's not been in the news. But I think we definitely need to keep an eye on this. According to this, there's other groups in which education and prevention efforts have helped reduce HIV infection rates are young people in Uganda, injecting drug users in Spain and Brazil, and men who have sex with men across Western countries. Well, I don't completely buy the, all of that, but fantastic. There's more based on this story. There's also the lead. Click off here that you can actually have a look at the full report. I don't think I'll be able to that. No offense against the report, like, but I don't think it's my same thing. So, basically, it says, Anton Kerr of the Christian Aid called on governments to contribute more to the Global Fund for HIV and AIDS, TB, and malaria. For those of you guys that don't know, TB stands for tuberculosis. And he says that what is needed is the political will to end this global health injustice and a determination to roll out what works rather than be tempted for, by dogma or prejudice. Now, as I say, it's something that I'm, well, first of all, I'm thankful that I've had a scare or anything like that. But I know that across the world, there are probably millions upon millions upon millions of people that have had major scares, you know, so I just hope that at some point, people get their act together and have an idea about how to help, sort this. I'll just have another quick look through the rest of the pages, and I don't think there is anything, there wasn't anything when I looked earlier, but there's been a good couple of hours. Okay, so I don't think there's much other news stories that are probably worth reading out. It's interesting to know that this is actually now the third time I've recorded this show. The reason this is number three, the third attempt, is because the first two, I recorded them using Audacity, which is the program that I use, and then went to upload the shows to my hosting company's site. During the upload, I got a message saying that there was an error with the file and that the upload had been cancelled. So I checked the file, I scanned it with umpteen different virus scanners and stuff like that, only to find that apparently there was a section of the files that were getting corrupted. So hopefully I've worked that out, that little bug out, and we'll get this one up and running. God knows what it is. I think it was just that I had a program running and it was attaching stuff to the files or something. Well, the basic reason that I'm doing a podcast for you guys today is that I've, following on from what somebody said to me about my accent, and I know you guys think this, a lot of you probably think that you know the truth about my accent, or some of you will say that you already thought this was my absolute true accent. Well, you would be sadly mistaken. This accent is not, in fact, my true accent. I am a good old Bonnie Scotland born boy, little lad. And hold on, while I put this in the bin. I did have a broad Scottish accent, which had to be distilled because of the work I was doing at the time, which was on the telephone. So what I'm going to attempt, and I'm not positive this is going to work properly, because as I say, I've had to distill my accent over time. I am going to attempt to, as much as I can, let through my original Scottish accent. Now, I'll just explain how I will know if it's properly there or not. When I speak normally like this, at the back of my throat, I can just and no more feel a sort of hint of pressure, which has only been there since I've had to keep in check my accent. So basically, once I stop keeping that in check, that means we should then get a reasonable amount of sound coming from me. So, so as I say, what I'm going to do is aim to try and get this accent back to the way it was. So I'm going to now hopefully try this. I'm not positive this is going to work, so I hope I don't offend anybody. And they're going, oh, he's talking crap, he's just making voices. No, I'm trying to actually let you guys hear what my voice used to sound like. So, well, not exactly, because you guys aren't going to hear the extreme broadness that used to be there. So, here we go. And this is what I actually sound like. Forgetting the accent, forgetting everything else, this is what the queer lad sounds like. And there goes the pressure from the back of my throat. Yay! So, the easiest way to compare accents across the UK, I think, is to, for you guys anyway, I think there's only three podcasters or something from the UK. I'm not positive. So you would have to really go and check. I'm probably wrong completely on that, but you would probably have to go and check, excuse me, to see any other accents or hear any other British person talking. But this is essentially how, quick kick in there with a new accent, how I used to sound. No airs, no graces, this was it. And it's, if you think I'm speaking a tad slowly, that's because I actually am. The reason I'm doing it is because I, with this accent, my Scottish accent, you know, just speaking without an edge to it. There is a tendency for me, at least, to speak quite quickly. And when I do, it tends to be that the words end up sounding quite jumbled up unless you have either spoken the Scottish dialect or you speak to somebody who's from this country regularly. So that's the idea for you guys, and I hope that you guys have liked to hear this is because you can put on the show, you can do everything you can to have a good show and let listeners and let you guys and subscribers hear yourself and be honest with them. A lot of people will put on airs and graces, which as much as at times that may be good, I don't think that to do them constantly is a very good idea. So anyway, as you can hear, we've related back to the norm, as it will. Apologies to Capital Homo, who we will apologise to again. I know I told you that I had a full length show with his with my accent, but it won't upload. So hopefully for nice periods of time through this, I will keep my accent up and running. So it is difficult when you get into the habit of you've toned your accent down, now you need to bring it back again. It's quite difficult. So I hope everybody has been having, as I say, I hope you've all had a fantastic weekend. I know that today, over the last couple of days, I've had a slight couple of quite extravagant days, shall we say, where a lot's happened compared to the past couple of weeks where nothing has happened. So basically what set all this off was I'm gonna try and go into as much detail as I can without making either myself or the person involved feel bad. And I know you guys are sitting there going, oh, screw them, just tell us. Okay, basically what happened was, I was speaking to an old friend of mine online, and on, I think it was a week, well, it'll be 2 weeks past yesterday, really, he came to visit me. And essentially what happened was, now I do regret doing this, so don't start jumping down my throat with emails going, you sick, you're cruel, that's evil, that's vindictive. Hear me out first of all. There is a lot that goes behind this story. It wasn't just, oh, it happened and that was the end of it. There is a lot that goes with it. So basically, we sat talking for a good couple of nights online, and then we decided, you know, we'll have a nice day together or something. You know, he'll come up and we will go out for lunch or something, or he'll go to mine and I'll cook lunch or something. And being that neither of us being that there was quite a bit of emotion between us, we decided to end up in bed together. Needless to say, I am not proud of it, and I do not intend to belay that fact to anybody that I am proud of what happened, or that I am in any way disrespectful to the people involved. By no means is that true. So on the Friday after his visit, I got an email from his boyfriend to say to me, which I, now I'm gonna say this with avoiding as much as I can, that basically he knew what had happened, and that if that's what we were intending to continue doing, that his boyfriend should delete his chat logs. Now, all business aside, the reason that this became such a big deal was because the guy's boyfriend and him were having a bit of trouble. Hold on, I'll just get changed for a bit while I'm doing this. And the guy I was speaking to had decided that he was going to, at some point at least, split from the boyfriend. To which is why we hadn't seen each other in a long time anyway, so I decided, you know, that's fine, you know, come up and see me. So, no problem, things continued, on and on it went. Monday came, he visited, no problems, it happened, we slept together, that was the end of it. Then the email came through. Now, when I found out on that Friday night that they had argued, and the guy told me of what his boyfriend had said to him, and basically the main line that his boyfriend kept putting across to him was that everything was one-sided, and that as much as his boyfriend had been telling me how much he apparently had feelings for me and things like that, basically, I hadn't reciprocated those feelings. I had only told them that, essentially, if that's what he wanted to say, that's what he wanted to say, or if that's the way he wanted to feel, that's the way he should feel. Just give me a second while I go and turn the heating on, because it's a bit cold in here. Okay, guys, that's the heating on, thank God. Yeah, so the feelings had been reciprocated, and everything that had been said, you know, there's obviously at times between either guys or guys and girls, whatever kind of relationship, there are problems. So, yeah. Okay, so that was basically what happened, was that he wanted out of the relationship, and his boyfriend didn't want to get out of the relationship, and so he decided to take it upon himself to go and, how shall we say, find a way to get himself out. And the end up was that I was going to become that boy out. Now, I told him that if he wanted to, with no pun intended, or no ideas intended anyway, was that if he wanted to even explore what would happen between the pair of us, he would have to make sure that he was not in any relationship whatsoever, and that if anything happened between his boyfriend and him, that the queer lad himself would not be the one held responsible. So I thought, you know, that's fine if he's going to do that. So then when it hit off, his boyfriend was extremely pissed. And I said, quite rightly, you know, it's his life. You know, he's invested a lot of time and effort into this relationship with you. You're obviously not returning that effort. You're just infuriating the matter further by lying to him, by cheating on him, and things like that. So, anyway, we've spent the last couple of days with him still talking to me, but he has been getting rather snippy. By that I mean, like, he has been deciding that anything I say at times can be misconstrued, or it is it's good enough to be said that I'm being evil or annoying or what's the word? Baiting him to try and get him to cause even more problems, and it's like, no, I'm not doing any of that. So it's like he can say whatever he wants now. So I got an email from his boyfriend, which, as I already said, just went along the lines of saying, if you and my boyfriend want to go ahead and cheat out and go and meet behind my back and stuff, at least make sure that he gets his chat logs deleted and stuff. So I'm hoping that, excuse me, we can all get past this, you know. I mean, not to say that I don't think that what he's going through is not valid, you know, that he doesn't deserve anybody paying attention to him or things like that, but what I do feel is that he is, basically the guy's boyfriend is putting me into like the most awkwardest position of where he's trying to get me to say if I have any feelings for him, if I want him to split up with his boyfriend and things like that. And as I've said on countless occasions, if he wants to split, then he splits. He doesn't do it because of anything, anybody else or anything else. So, but I will keep you guys updated on that, purely because it's something that is annoying me, but that is also giving me great grief just now. So where are we? I don't know. Okay, I'll just give you a little bit more info on something. I don't know if you guys have looked at my website recently, which was www.creelad.co.uk. You have if you're a brand new listener, but if you haven't, you're an old subscriber or whatever, because I value all of my listeners. Basically, the site has been updated again and again. I'm doing as much as I can, as quickly as I can to it. Basically, there's now a credit section where anybody who gives me that have helped me or whatever, I will add a little thank you to them. There is, of course, a thank you to the Capital Homo Drew, who has been helping kick my ass out of laziness and into get work done on this. Drew is partially responsible for caffeine high volume. Was it volume 1 or 2? I think Drew was responsible for 1. I think 2 was my own problem. Although number 2 is mostly Caffeine High Volume 2, Stroke Queer Lad, episode 13, is definitely aimed at Drew anyway, aimed at the Capitol Hill himself. Under the review section, there is a pod review about the Capitol Gay Show, which is my own personal review. I will remind you guys of that constantly. And there is plenty more down there. Also, in there, we've put down about our listener map. I expect you guys to add yourselves. Whether you add pictures, comments, whatever, just at least add yourselves so that we know we can start gaining a bit of idealism to see who is where and how many listeners we have and how wide a community we are. What else was there? Excuse me, there was something else I wanted to mention as well. La la la, la la la. Do, do, do. What was it I wanted to mention? Oh yeah, on the podcast page, which is the third link down on the left on my site, there I have added a promo. Now the promo itself is not complete, so it is in no way completely ready for full airing. So what work is in progress that I've got so far, I've added to the site, and you can download it from there for just now. Oh no, it'll play. No, actually, it plays in QuickTime. That's what it does. You'll need to have QuickTime Player installed on your computer, and it will play from there. So, at the moment, it sounds there's a lot of music, and there's a little, the odd couple of words from me. But I will. What I'm going to do is pluck up the courage to do a little. Go back and go through what I think may be the best bits of the show that I've done so far, and just snip them together and put the bits and pieces in there. So hopefully that'll do some good. And don't forget to visit the Capital Gay Show website, which is now located at www.capitalgayshow.com. Capital Gay Show, spelled CapitalGayShow.com. And from there, you can have a look about the Capital Gay Show site, about the host and everything like that. And also now, he has set up a online forums for all of his listeners. I'm on there. I'm not the only one on there. I'm on there along with the Capital Homo himself, and I'll just give you an idea about like the other listeners. I think Scott Mendoza registered. Sure, Scott Mendoza registered. Yes, he has. I'll presume it's him anyway. I'm registered on the site. I'm registered as, what am I registered as again? I'm an official Capital Gay Show minion. Apparently Slave was already taken. Not at all. Not at all. Latest person to join is somebody called Lenny. I have no idea who this Lenny is, but I was actually just about to click onto their website, but I just remembered that the last time I clicked on this, it actually made a noise, and I don't want to play it and then have you guys going, "We can't hear! What the fuck is that noise?" So I thought, I just won't click it just now. I'll probably next time try and find a way to shut the noise off. Because, I've got like my, just to let you guys know, I've got like my internal speaker on my computer, and I've got the external ones, but the internal seem to know if I've got the external ones turned down, and they sort of, the internal one will play. So, anywho, that's roughly about Moi's time up. What I'm gonna do is the usual. We'll play a couple of promos for you guys. I wish you guys all very well. Enjoy yourselves. So if you're gonna be nice, naughty, if you're gonna cheat, if you're gonna hurt somebody, then at least do it safely. You know, don't physically hurt anybody, because that would be wrong. And you know, at the end of the day, be happy, be merry, get together, enjoy yourselves, have fun, and remember that this is all about us, essentially. The world is here for our pleasure, and we need to take care of it. And as I put on the website, let's keep gaying the world up. So, a couple of links that I want to mention as well, the usual being the Queercast community at qpodder.org. Also about that, I'd like to put out a big thank you to Madge Weinstein and Wanda Wisdom for helping as many people as possible over the Purecast Media fuck-up, because that's what it is, it's a fuck-up. And it's like they seem to have lied about their own, even in that little statement, because a lot of people said that they got emails when it says we didn't email anybody, because all our emails were taken from us as well, so we're talking crap with this, essentially. Who else is there that we need to thank? We'll welcome back Bob. Bob is returning to us. He's been away working extremely hard at his job. Welcome to Jasper as well. Who's joined their household and is becoming a right daddy's boy. So we're going to make sure that Jasper gets treated with the much dignity and respect that he deserves, and that he gets as many treats as he wants. You can find Andy's podcast at www.andy-bob.com. And the podcast is called Andy and Bob's Blog World, to which I've listened to every show now, and I must tell you that all the shows, including the video cast, are absolutely hilarious. And if you don't listen, if you know, it's not to everybody's taste, so hey ho, you know, we all have our own little skits, if you will. So I'm going to play you guys a couple of promos, and then that's me.
Cute little fucking British boy. He has a very sexy voice, don't you?
I have to say, this guy, Twinkle Boy, is fucking funny. I went and listened to his podcast. It's genuinely funny.
Twinkle Boy is a young Brit with his very own show.
What a fucking card key.
Twinkle Boy bought a dildo.
Not only does he have the sexiest voice in the
bar none,
he also is musically inclined and talented, and shows always include some sort of music. He does remixes, and on his website he's got all these wonderful videos that he's remixed as well.
Is Twinkle Boy a bottom?
I can't remember the web address, although I should, but I can't, because it's one of those big fancy schmancy hoity-toity UK web addresses where there are like 16 extensions, 16 web address suffixes to it. co.uk. Hot offer today, blah blah blah.
Yes, people, I bought myself a dildo.
If you haven't checked out Twinkle Boy, make sure you do that. Twinkle Boy, boi.co.uk.
He's got a big dildo, but he can't get it up there because it's too
hot.
I'm going to stick my finger up my ass and masturbate. I'm retarded, aren't I?
Twinkle Boy, boi.co.uk.
He's got a big dildo. From the dark, deep corner comes a podcast so far from unrehearsed, with drama, dreams, music, and more. Come along with Scott and explore StarCast Podcast!
Well, I started playing the violin at age 4. Now I'm a composer. I'm writing a Broadway musical, or hopefully one day it will be Broadway bound.
We are trying to write a pop song. Trying to write a pop song.
I might be what you call your
gay best friend.
She would make vulgar renditions of songs.
We're a gang type.
When she's drunk, she talks forever.
Okay, let's be objective here for a moment.
Are you dressed with holy water on the forehead and speak it in tongues? Now I'm a composer.
Hey, this is your mom.
Call us on our talk line, which is 336-852-3656.
I love you. When you have time, you can call.
Jacob stacked ass legs for miles, and it's the size of saucers.
Sorry, you renewed my soul. You made me
I was reading y'all. I have stories that I need to know.
This is
a
crazy, crazy story from the headlines.
Crazy motherfuckers.
My name is Ratatatata. I am from Iraq. I am an Iraqi woman. And today, I am on Iraqi Idol. I am auditioning. And I would like to practice for you.
The other day, I was joking around with my friends about domestic abuse.
My nipple is hard to sink.
I need vitamin C for a cold. Not the right one.
Who told you this? Mom, who do you love more than anybody on the planet?
We be thankful.
Will you say BJ? Because I found out that the Russians fucking love me. I'm a big hit in Russia. You know, Gwen Stefani, let her have her Karajuku girls. I'm gonna have my little Russian bitches. They'll kill you. They've gone through economic depressions. They know what it's like to scrap. They'll fucking cook you in your pussy and then they'll say, ooh, from Russia, we do
that. What does she think I'm gonna do? Like, go into her store and sexy bomb it? You know, like I'm some gay sex terrorist who throws around sex bombs around shitty bookstores. Like, I'm gonna go into Borders and say, fuck nipple in the ass, fuck me fisting, fuck me pussy, fuck.
Reagan Fox, Fox in the City, ReaganFox.com.
Hello? This is Veronica Pinwheel. I'm calling for Dice. I just want to let you know you best get your booty to the Dice Show. Hello.
And that little whore, Miss Viva the whore, they think they fabulous and all, you know, whatever. I ain't got no love for them bitches. They try to act all good and gorgeous and everything. You know, I have better outfits that I bought at the Family Dollar, honey. These bitches are tragic. But, you know, you need to go over there and listen to their show and cut them bitches down a notch, you know what I'm saying? This is them bitches over at HigherThingsRadio.com. Go on over there and let the bitches know what you think. Put a little post on a blog. Or you know what you can do? You can send them an email, higherthings@gmail.com, or you can voicemail them bitches at 206-666-3400. Okay? Their Skype's disease or that little thing, maybe Janelle was talking on the telephone or whatever it's called, or that gizmo thing. I don't know what a gizmo is. I never heard of a gizmo. And a gizmo like them little Fraggle Rock characters or some bullshit like that. But they got the gizmos and they got the Skypes and shit. You know, they went to the doctor and tried to get some cream for that, and the doctor said they couldn't help them out. So, but if you got that, you can get them at Higher Things. And that's just one word, y'all. Okay? And make sure you be listening. They be podcasting 3 times a week, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, most of the time. But these bitches, sometimes, you know, they got stuff to do like Riverboat Casinos and, you know, different things like that. So they be posting late and everything because, you know they on queer people's time, okay? They can't be posting shit on time because they got business, okay? So listen to the High Things Radio Show, HighThingsRadio.com, okay? Tell them this thing that sent you. And tell him Miss Mercedes say how you're doing, okay?
Okay,
girl. Girls in the men's room. Boys in the girls room. Girls in the men's room.
queerlad.co.uk. Email me at queerlad.co.uk, sexysuperman@gmail.com, or queerlad2001@aim.com. Call the listener line on 206-888-4132. or you can visit the sexysuperman.podomatic.com and click record an audio comment online. Thanks for listening to Queer Lad, episode 14.